Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato, 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 potato.
The clown refusing to leave the circus. That will have to wait until about 8:22 this morning. We will get back to this Joe Flacco starting and whether or not it's wasting your time because it's taken off like wildfire, but I never heard this song before. This is what you're going to see tonight?
Tonight, the Wiggles. Legendary Australian. I think they started on local TV there like 30 plus years ago. And now they're making their way into Cleveland. Which I never had heard of the Wiggles. Like some people I knew actually grew up with like the VHS.
Oh my God.
Or the
DVDs.
They've
been around since... We were probably too old.
It says 1991.
Yeah. But they've been on public TV
I was five. I wasn't too old.
There were some Sesame Street crossovers, I believe, which
that
catapulted them into some success. And then basically every video they put out gets over a million views. These guys are, whoever the leader is, they're millionaires.
This is not the Wiggles, Anthony. This is not your grandfather's Wiggles that I...
Yeah, what version...
That my children watched, that I took my children to when they were...
Yeah, I'm not sure what version I'm going to be seeing tonight.
Oh, I think you're getting the new lineup.
They have farmed
new
out
blood
the Wiggles?
Wiggles?
They farmed out the Wiggles?
Well, there's one guy, I think, still one original Wiggle, and then his daughter, and it looks like 48 other Wiggles. There's just so many Wiggles right now. You'll have somebody to party with tonight.
If you're gonna sing all that, it better be lucrative. So they better be laughing all the way to the bank about all that stuff. Because
I think about that all the time. All these
that's rough.
All these we're sucked into a vortex, and because of the algorithm, it just moves on to the next thing, and it exposes you to some new stuff. And they all have millions of views. So they're all these people.
Yeah.
That figured out, hey, we're gonna do music. We're gonna do some animation. They all have hired like really good animators to work with their videos. It's not a bad way to go. If you're a content producer and you struck out in Hollywood or the music industry, just either write books for kids or do videos for kids, and you got a chance.
They
don't have the discerning taste, I guess.
I'm looking at this picture. Every one of these people wanted to be the next like solo star.
100%. Yeah.
And they ended up joining the Wiggles, and they're... I'm not hammering you for making a lot of money. You go ahead and you make that money, because you can make a lot. Like Miss Rachel. No doubt in my mind, Miss Rachel, who I don't know who really she is. I imagine she wanted to be the next Sarah McLachlan.
I think she was just a teacher.
She ended up being Miss Rachel.
She was just either a teacher.
She was a teacher?
Or a speech pathologist or something.
I'm looking at it right now. It says they were birthed out of the Cockroaches, which was a pub rock band in Australia.
Right, and that's right. I looked that up before. So their band didn't make it. And so they're like, well, let's just... Kids don't have the same taste, so... Let's see if we work out for kids. Yes.
It's the entire thing of King of the Hills, John Redcorn, RIP, where they had Big Mountain Fudge Cake, and then he became a children's singer. And then he ended up going on to making a lot of money as a children's singer. It's coming back August 4th, by the way. I can't wait. So you're going to this tonight. Where's this at?
Somewhere in Playhouse Square. Okay. I'm not sure which theater.
And you're taking your oldest. Mace Dog's not coming.
Just Izzy.
And the question was, are you allowed to have a beer?
Yeah.
Or seven.
I told my wife, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna have a few. She's like, why? I'm like, because it's a night out on the town. She goes, but it's a kids thing. You're gonna be around nothing but kids. You can't be drinking around kids. And I'm like, well, I'm not getting drunk. I'm just to, you know, get me in the mood to where I can dance, because there will be dancing. I mean, I will absolutely be dancing tonight.
You will definitely act out of character for yourself, right?
Yeah.
I think in the moment, you end up trying to enjoy it, because you can sit there and be the old curmudgeon with your arms crossed.
No, I'm not going to do that, because I want to have fun.
That's no fun, right?
I am not. First of all, I don't care if anybody's like staring at me, why is he dancing? Like, well, why are you here?
Oh, there's going to be a ton of that.
Right, we're all going to be having fun. The whole point is, to make it passable. Like, if you take a kid to a kid's movie, you want it to be written to where, yes, the kids are entertained, but also you are entertained.
I agree with you. I know I'm sitting here just because I'm cold because the AC is right on me. So I'm sitting here with my arms crossed, and I'm like, because I don't know about the Wiggles. I know of them, but I didn't know anything about this music at all. But like when it came to Disney, like I used to go, why are you guys like insulting me? Like my wife and like our good friends, who I'm the godfather of their son, you know, the ones that we're actually close to, not like Lima, who didn't make me the godfather of his children. You guys think I'm just going to be some stick in the mud? This everything for kids is expensive. So yeah, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to be in the middle of this, and I might as well make the best of this situation.
These weren't my cheap. Type of fun. These tickets weren't cheap.
Yeah. I'd rather go watch a cover band at Chuggers in Streetsboro, but since I can't do that because I have small kids, and I'm spending a hell of a lot more money, like, yeah, I'm going to go and I'm going to have fun with this. And I think you should too. I don't know. I think your wife, as somebody who's been drinking with you many times and knows that you you know when to turn it off, I don't know. I think she's unnecessarily nervous about it for whatever reason.
Well, you trust me more. Then perhaps she does.
I don't mean to, because I've been around you. I can mention one time. You tend to be a loud talker when you drink, which is coming from me, by the way. You tend to be a loud talker, so you, every now and then, I'm going, shut up. That person is right over there. You're so loud. Shut up. But that's only happened like twice. Well,
especially
in my
when
life.
I get in gossip mode.
Yes. Yeah. That's only happened like twice.
Oftentimes talking about the people who are one table over. So the thing
he wants to start an argument is what he wants to do.
Are you flasking it in there?
No, I'm not going there. Like, I don't expect to see anybody like belligerent, right? First of all, they will sell alcohol, will they?
I don't know.
If they're smart, they will.
They do it every other show at Playhouse Square. Yeah. You go to a comedy show, which you really shouldn't be getting drinking all that much because you got to keep leaving.
What's the drink minimum at the Wiggles, Anthony?
You know how many dads are going to be going to this thing tonight, and they're going to go into that. They're going to go into that theater, and they're going to, oh, they sell booze here. You're going to clean up on the booze.
Yeah, you would
clean
up. And we're doing a dinner before. We're going to a place in Ohio City, so we're going to hit that. Get down. Hopefully, we keep telling Izzy. She seems like she's not that excited at all.
Not going to be. Until you walk through the door.
Right. Is she going to... Well, we didn't get the best tickets.
Never mind. She'll hate you.
We were late. We're too late. This thing sold. All the good tickets were gone. So we're going to be up.
You couldn't call somebody you know?
You know what? I don't know when I want to use my favors. And this was not the one I wanted to use my favor on. Like, I try to save those. We've worked with people who have thought every event was the time to cash in on the favors.
Yeah.
I let a year go
funny,
by.
I'm not the one
favors.
Saying it on the air, but I'm not the one who wasn't invited. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So I'll just put the safety back on that one. Go have fun. And if you want to, again, don't get belligerent, but you're fine. You're you. You'll be perfectly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fine. I'd be surprised. I want to know whether or not they do sell booze at it. I'd be surprised if they don't.
I would put money that they're not going to sell booze.
Okay. Are they doing merch?
Really?
Do you think we're going to get...
Oh, they're going to merch it.
They're going to merch your ass off.
Dude. So I'm leaving with Wiggles gear. I'm spending over $100
on Wiggles gear. If you don't walk in with a new Wiggles hoodie tomorrow, then
and you know,
what
it's
are we
be,
even doing a show for?
It's going to be the Wiggles Lululemon collaboration that you never knew existed, and it's now $150.
Of course.
You're going to be spending some money. You're going to get a T-shirt, God knows what else. About last night, coming up in like 10 minutes here. Also, Aditi Kinkaball is going to join us at 8:02. Are the Browns wasting your time? Is your time wasted? What are you laughing at? Stop laughing. I see what people are doing with the pictures of us in Wiggles uniforms. Twitter reactions brought to you by Shivan Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. 7:30 and 19 seconds for those scoring at home. Are we wasting Browns fans' time by starting Joe Flacco? There's some people say absolutely not. They're in it to win it. I think that you got to go with your head right now and go, do you believe right now that any one of these guys is going to be your future quarterback, is going to be your future franchise. You can hope all you want. I'm not asking if you're not hoping. I'm not questioning you as a Browns fan and saying that if you think your time is being wasted, you're not a Browns fan. No, 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 no. Evaluate what I'm saying. Use your head. Do you feel your time is wasted by starting a 40-year-old quarterback in a season where no one's picking you to go to the playoffs? Do you feel your time is wasted when you're starting a 40-year-old quarterback and you have a guy who's an also-ran, all right, I wouldn't feel like my time is wasted, but you also have a third and a fifth-round pick. See, I'll still spin it and say, I think to the general fan, I don't think they want to admit it. I think they do. I think the guy at the corner at the stoplight right now on Wallings Road is sitting there thinking, yeah, my time is being wasted by that. But I'll spin it and say, no, if he's able to, I wouldn't advocate for Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders to be the week one starter at all. You know where I stand on that. I think there's a path, but I wouldn't advocate for it. And I don't think they should. There's nothing wrong with me saying, hey, they kept the seat warm. And if Shedeur Sanders is able to step up, or Dillon Gabriel, either one of these guys is able to step up, show that they can lead, show that they can conduct an offense, that the other guys around them can trust them, and they can do that in enough games to make you change your mind about the first round next year. Hey, you've used your time very, very wisely. Very wisely. Because you've won some games. The right people are maybe in charge, and then you don't have to use that pick. I don't know how much time is going to be there for them, but that's up to the quarterbacks. That's not up to the Browns.
It's just
they got to go out there and they have to supersede. They have to go out and get past expectations.
I know we'll get to the phones here. I know this is weird to say because Pickett is like the one that I was so not interested in. And obviously we have a track record of, you know, ragging on him when he was in Pittsburgh, despite what Nathan Zagura says is a winning record in his starts. At the same time, Kenny, it's like, Joe Flacco is definitely not going to be the starting quarterback the following year.
No.
So what are you looking to get out of Joe Flacco starting for an extended period of time at all?
I would imagine.
Even if I think he gives them the best chance to win tomorrow, which some people disagree with, but even if I thought he gives us the best chance to win tomorrow, what are you working towards ultimately?
Stability, know-how, respect in a front part of the schedule that's tough. That's what you want to do. They're all NFL teams. They're all tough. But I do think there's a difference in starting week one than starting in week four.
Well, do you think he's way better than Kenny Pickett? Because Kenny Pickett can do that too, right? He can navigate you through the tough part of the schedule.
I don't know if he can. I don't know if he has the wherewithal.
Then why is
Joe,
he here?
I trust
then,
to have the
then
head.
Then what was the point in bringing him
I don't
here?
Know, because I think that they're trying. I think in whatever way, Kevin seems to like Kenny Pickett and thinks that he can really spin it. I have no idea why the hell he's here. I wouldn't have traded for the guy. You're arguing with the wrong person.
I didn't mean to flippantly yell at you about it.
Well, I didn't mean to flippantly yell at you about it.
Not on the night that we're going to the Wiggles.
Kenny Pickett is tearing the show apart. Tony in Mansfield, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing okay, Tony. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I got two things real quick. Just because I was looking on the Odyssey app last night with you guys. Yeah, and just real quick, this is about Jason Day. Yeah, he's a big Ohio State fan and Browns fan. I don't know why he said that, what he said
last
night.
Well, if you're a big Ohio State fan, then just say you're a big Ohio State fan and steer clear of the Browns and Steelers. That's fine. That's fair. If you,
I know.
If you're a college football first fan, then that's cool.
I know. I don't know why I said it. I went to school with Ellie when they met up at the Firestone. She was working at the –
Congratulations on all your success.
So I'll tell you this, Tony. Tony, I got DM'd and messaged. I cannot tell you how many restaurants – people claim where Jason Day and his wife met. Like everything from Bob Evans to yours truly to Howard Johnson's to Red Barn, it's all there.
Yeah.
It's all there.
She lived like two houses down from me. So yeah, went to school with her anyway.
Well, wait,
you lost a face off to the golfer.
You can't just do that on the phone. Tom and Menor, you're next up on the fan. Lord Almighty.
Here's her social security number.
Uncle Kenny, without a doubt, I'm so sorry you haven't got that job with the Guardians yet, but keep trying. The point I want to get to is this. What are you going to do?
What? I got one guy starting to yawn on the phone, and then I got Tom accusing me of what job with what team?
Remember you were shilling, what do you call, 2 weeks ago for the Guardians job, front office, announcer, whatever the case was, and you were really shilling for them? We talked about it.
What are you talking about? What are you saying?
The point that I'm trying to get at is, you know, I love talking about the Browns over here because, again, thanks to everybody over there at 92.3 The Fan, I got my Super Bowl tickets again this year. But my question for you is this. what are we going to go ahead and do if Flacco comes out and he winds up leading us to 4-2, 5-3? I think all this talk and all of this verbatim that we're putting out over here about, oh, Pickett, again, who even knows who's going to be on the team? But, again, I still want to come back to, I think the third-round pick with Dylan Gabriel was the most obscure pick in the world,
yes.
Especially if what we think is going to happen next year is going to go ahead and happen next year. I just don't understand. Either that or they're just going to go ahead and gut the room. Dylan is going to go ahead and be either the starter next year and hold the seat for Arch or whoever we're going to get next year, or they're going to come in and he's just going to be the perennial number two. I'm just kind of stuck on that.
Anybody tanking for Arch Manning is a fool because you don't know what that family is going to decide. Well, honestly, if you were the Manning family, do you want to be around an organization that would tank for you? Think about it. The teams that have tanked it out over the last decade plus, where are they at? Still terrible. They're still terrible. The teams that are good, how often have they really tanked? Indianapolis had a special situation. The teams that have really, really tanked it out, like Washington was just bad. They were bad for years. They didn't have to tank anything. They got Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels had a great rookie season. Who's tanking for what? I mean, those teams were naturally bad. So if you want to do a 2-year rebuild for Arch Manning, yeah, you wait and find out what his father and his uncles and his grandfather have to say about that. That's a fool's errand. You better be careful about that one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.